Well, when people stop Brandon James on the street and say, "Hey, dog, what's up?" he answers because he's literally a dog man. What do I mean by this? The show is called Dog Man. It's a musical at the Studebaker Theater that is in the historic Fine Arts Building, 410 South Michigan Avenue. Hi, Brandon. Welcome to Chicago.
Hello. Thanks for having us.
All right. You got some explaining to do. What is Dog Man the musical about? And tell me about the character you play, a dog or a man or a little of both. You need to tell. This is a kid's show, by the way, and it's based on a best-selling series by Dave Pilkey, if I'm pronouncing that correctly.
Yeah.
And some of you who have kids know, like, exactly what I'm trying to talk about and are thinking, this guy doesn't know anything. I don't. So tell me about it, Brandon.
Yeah, Dog Man the musical, based off the books by Dave Pilkey. It's literally about Dog Man, who has the head of a dog and the body of a cop. He doesn't start out that way. There's a crazy event that happened that turned him into Dog Man. But he's out there fighting crime, saving the day whenever he's not chewing on the furniture. We very much like to say that this is truly a family show, as kids will love it because they love this book character, but also adults will love it as well. There's a lot of humor for both kids and adults. It's a great family show. And there's a lot of familiar characters in it. For those that know of the books, there's a Petey is in our show, Little Petey, Flippy, George and Harold. So all the familiar characters from the Dog Man book series are in this musical. So it's a great time.
And what would you say the age range is? As you point out, adults will appreciate the other humor in the show. But what is the age range generally of kids who are really into this?
I would say the ideal age range is probably 5 and up, maybe 5 to 11 or so is the ideal age range. But, I mean, we have much older individuals who see the show, and I'm telling you, they're laughing and having a great time.
Do you drink out of the toilet also?
Actually, yes, I do.
Do you really?
There's a moment, yep. Dog Man, he gets into everything.
All right, so is there a message here that is a positive message about right and wrong that kids could pick up on, or I suppose these days adults too?
Right and wrong, absolutely. I think our show hits on a lot of different positive messages. Dog Man, for example, you know, he's always trying to do what's right or what he thinks is right, though his doggy instincts take over. Petey, who, you know, he's the evil cat.
What? Hold it. Cats are not evil. I take offense to that. All right, go ahead.
I have to meet Petey here.
I interrupted. I apologize.
He's the evil cat, and, you know, he wants to take over the city, and he wants to defeat Dog Man, but, you know, throughout the show, he, you know, has a, you know, he grows a heart and changes his mind on some things. But I think the biggest thing that our show really talks on is just the creativity of kids. And, you know, when you just use your imagination and use your creativity, that's what our show really, really speaks on a lot.
You know, there aren't a lot of productions that are, again, I don't mean to say focused on kids, because as you point out correctly, I'm sure, that adults would appreciate the show, and someone's got to bring the kids to the show anyway. But there aren't a lot of choices out there for kids. There's the classics like Annie, Justin Chicago, for example. But they're really, the list is not long, I don't believe.
Yeah, and also true. And like I said before, I think what's so special, or what I'm very proud of our show being, is a show that is written to be a very good show. Like, the writers, Kevin DeLagola and Brad Alexander, wrote an incredible show where they didn't talk down to kids. The show is very smart, and kids love it. And I think adults love bringing their kids to it because, A, it's a great show, and they have a great time seeing the show, and B, any parents would love just watching their kid have a great time, you know, and these kids are jumping and dancing in the aisles along with the show. It's pretty remarkable. And I love that our show introduces kids to theater.
Mm-hmm.
Many times, anytime I'm leaving the theater and I get a chance to meet some of the audience members, you know, the kids and the grown-ups are all saying, oh, this is the first musical my kid's ever seen. And I'm really proud of that. I think that's a great thing to introduce kids to theater.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's kind of what I was getting at. Now, Brandon, for you personally, you probably mm-hmm. are not going to play Dogman your entire career. So what would be, if you could play any superhero next, mm-hmm. Dogman's a superhero, but if you can play another superhero, anyone, the choice of anyone, what superhero would you choose?
That's an interesting question, because I've always said my favorite superhero is Dogman now.
Really?
Who would I play? You know, I think Spider-Man would be pretty fun. I would love to just, you know, sling the webs around and you know, dart around the city and stuff. So Spider-Man would be a cool one.
All right. So that's next on the list. But right now it's Dogman.
Dogman.
Yeah. Only through December 1st. It's at the Studebaker Theater. If you've not been there, this is a beautiful, isn't it a beautiful theater?
It's beautiful.
Yeah.
Yes. Every day I look at all the details and I'm finding something new in the building. It's beautiful. Truly.
Yeah. Yeah. 410 South Michigan Avenue. For tickets, dogmanthemusical.com. Brandon James, or Dogman, I've got a plastic bag in my pocket, so I'm ready for us to take a walk.
Yeah, exactly. Got to be prepared.
Okay. Thank you, man.
Yeah, thanks for having me.